Read 17, 18, and 19. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great nation, become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. Oh, we blessed today because of him. Amen. For I know him. He will command his children and his household after him. And they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abram that which he had spoken of him. Notice what he said. Abraham's going to be a mighty, great and mighty nation. One place in the scriptures, back up a couple chapters, I think chapter 17 said he's a father of many nations. But listen what he said. I know him. Does God know you? Does he know me? Sure he does. Does he know what we're going to do? Yeah. He knew what Abraham would do. He knew he'd command his children and his household after him. Folks, Abraham believed God. Abraham was faithful. And God knew he would be faithful in telling his children. Thank God somebody told me about Jesus. Amen. Thank God I had some parents that knew the Lord. Look, turn with me now to the book of Joshua, chapter number 24. Verse number 17. Back up to 15. Verse number 15 of 24, Joshua. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Would you pray with us this morning? Father, I want to thank you for your precious word. Lord, I pray that you'd prick our hearts with it. I pray that you convict us of it. We know that the word of God is powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even the divine sunder of the soul and the spirit. I pray that the Lord this morning it may have free course and accomplish that is pleasing to you here this morning. Let us be just a vessel in thine hands, sanctified for the master's use. I pray it speak to us and through us and speak to every heart that's here this morning. Draw us all closer together to thee. Help us to know what to do in this dark hour that we're living in. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. And amen. You find in the Word of God, I also want to take time to go read it. But in Ezekiel chapter number 22, verse number 30, you'll find, 30-22, I get it mixed up sometime, I believe it's 22-30, you'll find what God said is looking for a man. That's what the Bible said. If you're looking for a man to stand in the gap and make up the hedge, but said he couldn't find one. And therefore, listen, he was looking for somebody that would stand in the gap and make up the hedge, stand between that nation, and stand between him and God and intercede for him, that God might spare the land, and that judgment might be postponed, a judgment could be put off. Listen, a ton turned away, but God said he couldn't find one. It reminds me of Moses. You know what Moses did, don't you? You know what the Bible said one time about Moses? You find it, I believe it's 106th chapter of the book of Psalms. He said about Moses, he said that Moses, his servant, listen, hadn't been for him that stood in the breach, he stood in the gap, and he took a stand, listen, for the people, and God spared him. You know what God said to Moses one time? Just get Moses move and let let me destroy them. I'll build a nation greater from you. And God, and he said, oh Lord, he stood there and he prayed and interceded with them. Listen, yes he did, that God might spare them. I'm telling you, God's looking for some men that will, listen, be what men in this hour that we're living in. Stand up, stand up. Be a man, somebody said. I'm going to tell you, it takes more. It takes a real man to stand up for God. Anybody can go along with the crowd. But I'm going to tell you something. We need some men over our households. Amen. With authority, with power, with God, with interceding, praying, seeking the Lord. That will stand and be over our households and say, I'm going to tell you, thank God. Listen, I had a daddy that would say, come on, we headed to the house of God. Amen. You didn't say, I don't want to go, daddy, I don't want to go. Listen, he was going and you was going too, thank God. Sometimes people will say, I ain't going to church, I had to go all my life. You heard that? Oh, yeah. I don't go. Listen. You don't. If you don't want to go, something wrong in your heart. Thank God. I'm gonna tell you. But thank God when the Lord works a work of grace, you're so grateful and thankful. You want to get together with God's people to worship Him. But listen, that's an opportunity we God has given us to praise Him and worship Him in this day that we're living in. May God let some men be in their houses and their homes and be. We are to lead in our families, in our homes, to the things of God. And notice I said lead, not leave. That's a problem. It's sad when you think about how many homes, how many families are busted up, and mama or daddy won. Sometimes either one having to raise their children by themselves. That's not what God intended. No, sir. If you look at the statistics, you'll see it's sad, but half the homes in America are broken. Sad. If you look at the statistics, even of the children that come out of broken homes, it's sad. A lot of these places we see all this trouble going on in these big cities. I'm going to tell you what a big problem is. Most of them don't have, listen, mamas and daddies together to raise them in the ways of God. God's got a better way. He got a better way. Yes, he has. It's his way. I'm going to tell you something. God knows best. He knows what's good for us. He does. Amen. So Ezekiel said, God sought for a man to stand in the gap. We need a saved man, a surrendered man. We need one that's spirit-filled, full of God, to stand in the gap, make up the hedge for the glory of God. Oh, yeah, Moses stood in the gap. Moses stood there. He did. Hey, go back to Joshua in a moment. You know what, Joshua? He said, make up your mind if it seem evil to serve the Lord. Other people said, oh, I can't have no fun for serve God. And it just don't look like it'd be the way I'd want to go. He said, if it seem evil to you, just choose who you're going to serve. You can't serve both. You can't serve God and the gods of the world, the gods of the devil. Make up your mind who you're going to serve. But he said, as far as me, that ain't all he put it. In my house, we're going to serve God. You know what? You can ask some of these young'uns. We didn't say, y'all want to go to church tonight? And we didn't say, y'all want to read the Bible? Y'all want to read a Bible story? No, we didn't ask them. We did it. And you know what I do? We do that and pray. And you know what else I do? I get down on the floor and play with them. Ride them on my back. And nothing wrong with that. But I'm going to tell you, we need some fathers. It'll be real daddies. real men. We'll set some examples. You listen, Paul said, you just do as I do. That's what he, not exactly words he said it, but he said, you can follow me because I'm following the Lord. You can't say, don't do this. You listen, mamas and daddies, you can't tell your children not to use bad words if you use them in front of them. That's true. I'm going to tell you something. Got a brother sitting right back there. He can testify to this. I had no problem talking right around daddy before I got saved. Now, I didn't always talk right when I went around him sometimes. But you know what? When God saved me, daddy didn't have to be around. I got another daddy. And you know what? One four-letter word hit me. You've heard me tell it. After I got saved, you might as well have took a dagger in my heart. I asked the Lord to forgive me before I got up off the ground. Thank God he took it away. You know what since then? Oh, I'm in the presence of God all the time. Oh, my dad's gone. But you know what? We'll say, well, you mean to tell me? A lot of times somebody will say, better shape up, preacher's coming, or preacher's him. Hey, they wouldn't have nothing to do with it. Not because of me, him. God's everywhere. He's everywhere. And therefore we ought to say, oh God, give me grace and strength to live for you and worship you. I'm going to serve you. What's serving? It's a servant. It's being of service to God and servant to the people. He said, I'm going to serve God. Let's look at old Joshua a minute. And well, I tell you what he's probably thinking. I'm not serving them other gods. I done seen that. I'm not serving that, going to serve that golden calf. I done seen him ground up, honey. I already seen what happened when Moses on that mount and Aaron let him build that cave and they built him a golden calf and they came back down. I'm going to tell you something, God, he had it ground up, cast it down, and listen, had to drink some of it. Yeah. I can hear Moses. I can hear Aaron. He sort of yielded to the people. Didn't he? Not Moses. I'm going to tell you something. God knew exactly who he wanted to follow Moses. And guess what? Joshua. Joshua said, for as me, I'm not serving that in gods where we are here. I'm going to serve in gods we had, the God we had, not gods, but the God we had on the other side. I'm not, just because I moved over in this land, I'm not going to pick up their habits. I'm not going to pick up their gods. I'm not going to pick up their way of life. He said, I'm going to serve my God. He said, choose who this day. Who you going to? You got to make a choice. Oh, Daniel and them. Oh, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. All of them, they made a choice who they're going to serve. You know why Daniel got thrown in the lion den? He done made a choice. He's going to serve God. Whatever he faced, whatever he come to, yes, he's going to serve him. We got so much in this hour to occupy our minds, occupy our thoughts, occupy us in this hour, listen, that we didn't used to have. You know what I read? I don't even remember where I read it, but it's in there. It says, you know what the people were even doing back then? You know what got them away a lot of times? Their evil inventions. And you know what the Bible said? They went a whoring after the evil inventions. Inventing things. I look under a hood of vehicles because I got some old ones. You go look under that 81 Chevrolet pickup that I got on my daddy-in-law's, still running, driving it. Guess what? You can see the motor. You can see the starter and the alternator, our general alternator. You see everything. It's just a motor. All kinds of room under there. Go open the hood on your car now. Can't see nothing, can't find nothing, can't do nothing to it. Inventions. We got all these modern inventions. And don't we love air conditioning? But you know what? This is what's happened to America. And I want to stop here and say it. You know what's happened to America? God's blessed us abundantly. We've gotten fat and sassy. We got everything in the world that a nation or anybody could want. Is that right? And we're forgetting who? God. That's what's going on. That's what happened to them. And God warned them and told them, said, when you get over there, he gave them a land flowing with milk and with honey. Went over there and listen, they was conquering it. The land, God gave them grace to conquer it and strength to fight the battles. But you know what? They begin to forget God. You know why? They begin to pick up the worldly habits and the worldly things. He even told them, said, don't you get intermingled with them. Amen. Don't marry and mingle with them. Said, they'll turn you away from me. That's why a lot of times people are marry an unbeliever and they say, well, I'm going to get him to the Lord. I heard of the Lord. Listen, you better be very, very careful. The Bible says, listen, don't watch it. It'll go the other way. They'll drag you away. Hey, live for God. Joshua said, for me and my house, we're going to live for God. He saw all them other gods. He saw what happened to him. He saw what happened to that golden calf. He saw what happened when they was worshiping that golden calf. You know what they were doing? Many of them had their clothes off. What the Bible said. Naked. Out there worshiping that golden calf. Boy, we live in that hour, ain't we? But you know what? God's still God. Hey, they may call you a little old fogey. They may say, hey, this is not the thing for the hour, but I'm going to tell you something. We need to get back to the basics of the Word of God and live for God and have some men that'll be men. And take a stand. And say, come on, me and my house is going to the house of God. We're going to worship. We're going to serve Him. I'm going to love Him. I'm going to stand for Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Won't do you no good coming to my house from 9:30 to 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. I'm going to stay in, Lord willing, if I'm able to get here. You going to come visit? Bye. See when you get back. Huh? Yeah. Hey, glory to God. Come on, go to the house of God with me. He said, I'm going to serve the Lord, Joshua said. Me and my house. We're going to serve Him. You know what they went on and said? Oh, we're going to serve Him too. That's what they said, ain't it? They said, we're going to serve Him too. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, He is it brought us up out of the us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt. We're going to serve God, they said, because He's the one that got us out of Egypt. Got them out from under Pharaoh, performed miracles and wonders and led them out. He said, but we're going to serve God. Hallelujah. So you know what? Let's take a stand. Let's take a stand. In the gap and make up the hedge. Let's stand for God. Hallelujah. Let's command our children in the ways of God for the glory of God. I tell you what, God honored. God will honor it. Praise His wonderful name. He said, it's the Lord that brought us up out of Egypt, and from the house of bondage. Oh, we was in bondage, it said. Said, we're going to serve one got us out of that bondage. What happened to you? We was once in bondage of sin. But thank God, the Bible said in Hebrews, the Bible said in John 8:32, you shall know the truth. And the truth shall what? Set you free. They said, it's God that brought us out of bondage. Whew. I don't know about you. I'm so glad I got out of that heavy load of bondage. Been set free. And that's what they were saying. We're going to serve him. We're going to serve him. Amen. Then what else did it say? And which did those great signs in our sight, preserved us in all the way where we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. God kept them all the way. Can you imagine how that God led those children? He had a cloud open in the daytime to keep them getting too hot. He had a pillar of fire at night to give them light. Listen, water came out of a rock. Run rivers of water where they had something to drink. I'm telling you, God worked wonderful things. And he said, we're going to serve him that got us out through all we went through. You know what? You know why they had to wander 40 days in the wilderness? 40, not 40 days, but 40 years in the wilderness? Because of unbelief. You know who? They sent 12 spies over. And you know what? Guess the two that come back. We can get them. We can take them. Joshua, and you know who that was, don't you? Caleb. Joshua and Caleb. In fact, I forgot which one of them said it. Now he said, I'm just as strong. He's 80 years old. And he said, I'm just as strong as I was. Listen, I don't have forgotten how many years he said ago. But he said, his eyesight hadn't dimmed. He was strong. He was ready to go. Amen. He said, God brought me through all this. 40 years. But you know why they did not believe his word? They said, ten of them spies said, oh, we look like grasshoppers in their sight. They so big. Giants over. But I'm going to tell you something. Don't matter if it's a giant or what it is, when God's fighting for you. Nothing too hard. Nothing too powerful for God. Why? Because I'll tell you, he visits his children. He still visits us. And meets our need. Gives us strength. Guides and leads us in his ways. Aren't you glad you got a father like that? He's wonderful. Glory to God. He is. What did he say? He brought us out of bondage. Did those great signs in our sight. Preserved us all the way. Preserved us. You know, we're preserved in Christ Jesus now. Yes, in all the way where we went and among all the people through whom we passed. A lot of people they passed. Listen, God kept them all and kept them right on through it. And the Lord, verse number 18, the Lord drave out from among us all the people, even the Amorites, which dwell in the land. Therefore, will we also serve the Lord, for he is our God. God drove out the enemies. Drove them out. And said, we're going to serve him because he is what? Our God. He's our Lord Jesus. He's our Lord Christ. He's our Savior. Our Jesus. Hey, I want to be still. We never get to the place. You say, well, I don't got no children at home. You got some out there somewhere. Most of us do. We still want to be a father to them. Amen. We're going to be one that represents God. One that loves, leads, protects, and guides. Fathers, we got a great responsibility. You still got one. You got little children at home, teenagers at home. You got a great responsibility. But if they're all gone, grown and gone, you still have. Since school's out, I've been had two of my grandkids with me a lot. A lot of help. They're working. And you know, sometimes we say, well, I'll just do it. No, don't do that. Some things I'm having to tell them what to do. Lots of show them what to do. Tell them. Let them do it. You know why? We still got a purpose in being here. It may be your grandchildren. Might be your great-grandchildren, Daddy, Father. But God's telling us still be a responsibility. It's because I don't have any children at home. I got a bunch of them. I still won't be a father to them. And the only way I can be one to them is to let God be my father. Let him be. Let him be your father. And you can be a father. That would be a blessing. To those children, those grandchildren, and those great-grandchildren. You said I don't have any that far yet. Just stay around a little while longer. I don't know if anybody here got any further than great-grandchildren or not. But I don't think nobody here probably got any great-greats, have they? Some of us have got some greats. They are great. They are. Thank you, sister. You know, honestly, you can't tell a lot of difference. I was thinking about Luke when I had used to go with me. When I had, if I call the nicknames, you won't remember them. Hat and Floppy. You say, who's that? That's Hayden and Spencer. They know their names, though. You know why his name's Floppy? When they operated on him in Birmingham, or operated on his mama, she was almost at the point of death. And they took him. That's when your heart was so bad they had to put on that LVAD. You know what the doctor said? We asked him, how he was he? He said, well, he was floppy. That's what he said. I think he meant by that he was limp. Because he was, you know, I mean, he was under stress too. But you know what? That nickname stuck with him. But I said that to say this. Granddaddies, grandfathers, God's been dealing with me. Take some time up with old grandkids. You know what? I'm saying, Lord, I want to stay as long as you let me. Oh, I miss those that are gone before. But, Lord, I want to stay here and try to be a father. Try to be a pastor that would pastor a flock, that would feed the flock of God, and of one that would be with his family, still there to help them if they need help. Guide them where they need guiding. Fathers, lead them where they need leading. If we want to do that, we're going to have to let God guide us and God lead us. Listen, if we guide them in the right way. Well, you say, well, I didn't do too good with my children. Can I say something? We all did it. Many of you maybe like me and my wife did the best we could. And if you have, just put them in God's hands and keep them there. But if you hadn't, you weren't leading them the ways of God when they were being raised up, let me tell you, God will give you another chance in your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. You know what? I see some things that I'm trying to do that I didn't even do with my children. But you know what? God will honor it. Fathers, be a father. Let God be your father. That's why God talks about. He says, when you pray, a most gracious and kind and heavenly Father, thank you for being my father. Love me. Thank you, Lord. I want to love him back. Hallelujah. God, give me directions. Guide me, Lord, in your ways. Would you stand with me this morning?